All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Daniel Cohen, the CEO of Pharmadrug. And Daniel, good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
You put out a news release today talking about getting some work done in a preclinical study format. And this is, now I just want to sort of get you to explain this a little bit, because last time you and I talked, we talked about how your drug is being used for esophageal cancer. That's still accurate, right?
Very accurate. And that is our focus.
So why is the preclinical study happening?
All right. So let me step back a little bit. So we're talking about R-ciferentine here, and we're talking about cancers and esophageal cancer specifically. And as we all know, we've gotten the orphan drug designation from the FDA, and we're very excited about that. We've brought on some high caliber advisors, and one of them is really a world-class advisor when it comes to being able to put a clinical trial together for esophageal cancer. Mm. What we need to understand is that ciferentine has a lot of work that's been done on it concerning cancers, and it shows promise in three different ways. Firstly, it shows in the literature and the studies that it can stop the proliferation of cancer cells. So that's specifically the spread of cancer cells. Secondly, it shows potential in being able to kill off cancer cells, which is a little bit separate from being able to stop the spread. The third thing, which can be quite significant here, is that it has actually shown some real potential in reducing chemo resistance. So what happens is that chemotherapy is obviously a widely used strategy or therapy for cancers, for all types of cancers. The problem is that often the cancer cells become immune, or more specifically become resistant to the chemotherapy. And ciferentine has shown the ability to reduce that resistance. So that's an extra potential, or more potential, for ciferentine in cancer. The issue is that we need to know exactly what we're doing when we're designing a clinical trial. Now, at the end of the day, the FDA is going to tell us what they want to see from us, but we need to know what type of clinical trial are we putting together. Are we going to put it together for specifically a monotherapy, i.e. ciferentine used by itself to address esophageal cancer? Are we going to be using it in conjunction with other medicines, or are we going to be using it for standard, or to add to the standard of care, i.e. they're using chemo, they're using other medicines, and we're using the chemo or the ciferentine to make the chemo itself more effective? Now, unless we know which route we're taking, it's going to have a huge impact on the actual structure of the clinical trial that we want to do. So that's one of the main reasons why we're doing this preclinical work. The other one as well is that we don't want to ignore the other cancers out there. And there's been significant research done for ciferentine and ovarian cancer, several types of liver-related cancers, certain types of breast cancers. So what this clinical trial is going to do, this preclinical trial is going to do, is that we're going to take ciferentine and three different types of chemotherapies, and we're going to use them against 60 different cancers in a petri dish. And that way, we're going to get a lot more information about, are there other cancers that are also good? We're not trying to figure out esophageal cancer, because we know we're going after that, but are there other cancers that make sense? But also, it's going to be about dosage of ciferentine and its interaction with three different types of chemotherapy. With that information, we can better structure our clinical trial.
Daniel, you really make great sense there, and I think that people will understand what you're saying there, specifically that, you know, with these other cancers, this may be something that you potentially would have done after you have done esophageal cancer, but here you get an opportunity to potentially prepare yourselves for, okay, we're going this route for sure, but we have an opportunity to go these other routes as well, and in the end, helping more people.
Oh, most definitely. Now, at the end of the day, helping the people with esophageal cancer is a great thing to do. And if ciferentine can be used as a monotherapy by itself to help people with esophageal cancer, that's great. But we were told very specifically by one of our advisors that if that chemo resistance is true, that is extremely significant. So let's really pinpoint that as well. So all of that needs to be figured out. And this is just a way to better arm ourselves for when we go to the FDA to be able to design a clinical trial.
Okay. And what about timing on this? Getting underway fairly quickly, and how long does it take?
It'll take about a couple of months, and we're shipping the sufferentine to them next week.
All right, good stuff. Well, Daniel, very interesting. I look forward to seeing more of this when that trial's done. I think it's real fascinating stuff. So thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Great to see you again, and look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you.
All right. There's Daniel Cohen, the CEO of PharmaDrug.